light. Catherine firmly believed that there were always more solutions than problems. After submitting the calculated data to her supervisor, he casually tossed it into the trash can. The data, which had taken her 7 hours to compile, was already outdated. To minimize restroom trips, Catherine stopped drinking water altogether and even gritted her teeth through illness to persist. However, her hard work did not grant her any favors from the heavens. One day, after spending 3 hours meticulously calculating the results, Catherine couldn't hold her bladder any longer and rushed to the restroom. Upon her return, she found a group of people gathered around the blackboard, discussing in amazement. They were all astonished by the incredible algorithm she had devised. This caught the attention of her boss, who summoned Catherine to his office, expecting praise for her algorithm. Catherine was instead met with another instance of life's injustice. Her supervisor claimed that the key data in the report was entirely blacked out, constituting top secret information that she couldn't possibly have accessed. Therefore, the only explanation was that she must be a Soviet spy. Catherine was outraged. Despite working overtime every day, not only did she not receive any appreciation, but she was also falsely accused of being a spy. She hastily explained that by holding the report up to the light, the hidden data could be revealed. The boss, somewhat skeptical, raised the document over his head against the light. Indeed, under the illumination, the data became crystal clear. Realizing that Catherine had been wrongfully accused, he asked for her name. Catherine was delighted to have caught her boss's attention, thinking that from then on, her work would proceed smoothly. However, the oppression faced by those at the bottom was not so easily resolved. Discrimination and misunderstandings continued to occur. One day, as Catherine rushed to the restroom clutching her papers,